Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
GND on the fan. It's just after 3 o'clock, which means we're 60 minutes away from talking to Terry McLaurin. He'll be live with us for his Monday appointment right here on the fan. And it means that our Richmond audience joins us for the next 3 hours, as they do every day, for a big chunk of our show, listening on AM 910, FM 1051 in the capital of the Commonwealth. To all of you up here in and around DC on 1067, we appreciate you. And if you're listening coast to coast on the Odyssey app, thank you. Keep spreading the word on Grant and Danny. Always means a lot. One of the big themes of Ron Rivera's press conference with the media today, happened about 12:30, was tackling. How badly Washington tackled. And he referenced a couple things. Most notably, it's harder now with the amount of time you have on the practice field to tackle the way that you'd like. But it also sounds like, while he said today he's happy with their depth, he's happy with the players they have, because they've been so banged up, they haven't been able to practice the way he likes and do as much physically and with tempo, and he thinks that that's leading to some problems tackling. Whether that's the actual reason or not, Danny, boy oh boy, was it bad on the outside trying to get guys on the ground. William Jackson just had as bad a game as I can remember a corner for this team tackling in a long time.
Well, those excuses, they may be reasonable challenges.
It could be explanations.
I bet you a lot of teams are facing things. The Baltimore Ravens have more injuries than Washington does. I mean, a lot of teams have injuries. Somehow, when a guy like Jerick McKinnon, who weighs 175 pounds, isn't bulldozing multiple defenders to the first down marker. Somehow, when Tyreek Hill, who weighs even less, isn't just lowering his head and bulldozing like he's Ironhead Hayward in his prime, multiple defenders to get a first down. I mean, in addition to the missed tackles, which are normal and myriad, the out-physical, out-willed, out-worked, again, not by bruising tight ends, not by big running backs with a head of steam. This isn't Derrick Henry with a, you know, full sprinter speed knocking your you-know-what into the dirt. Little guys were just out-desiring the Washington football team defenders in space a couple different times over. That's the part that's really hard to swallow, you know? Where's the awareness? Where's the aggression? If you swing and miss at Tyreek Hill because he makes a move on a lot of people. You're more worried about not being on a highlight than you are about stopping the first down, you know? It's not the first thing or even the second thing that I'm going to kvetch about over the course of the day, but it's on the list. It's what bad teams do. And then you're telling me this excuse is so overwhelming that you can't figure out a way to practice or be hard on guys. So, yeah, when Ron Rivera finally says today, I'm thinking about making a change, even if it's just, you know, putting lipstick on the pig or putting a Band-Aid somewhere, thank you. That's all we've been asking for as fans for a couple weeks is please care more about the horse crap than we do.
Do anything.
Do anything.
Do one thing. Do something. You did see Les Landon Collins yesterday. Maybe that's the beginning of something. By the way, the question came up today. I think it was Ben Standing of The Athletic who asked the question. But it was about the quarterback position, and the name Kyle Allen came up.
Yes.
I thought it was a really smart way that Ben brought it up. He said, hey, at the end of last year, you made the point. Like, someone had asked the question late last season about Alex Smith essentially leading this team to the playoffs, and Rivera had gone out of his way to say they would have done the same thing with Kyle Allen. He kind of made a point like that last season, paraphrasing. But Ben's point was it clearly meant that you felt really good about Allen. You liked the way he was playing. You've now had, and I'm asking the question for Ben in this way, but basically of the last four games, Heinicke's played poorly in three of them. It's not like this guy should have a long leash. I mean, he's a journeyman. He's undrafted for all the reasons we've talked about. Short on arm strength. You would think if he's really struggling and you really like this guy, Kyle Allen, at some point he might play. Have you considered that in game, during the week, whatever? And Rivera shut it down right away and said, absolutely not. This is part of the learning process for Taylor Heinicke. For the record, I wouldn't bench Heinicke and go to Allen like this week. But in game, you probably would have seen him against Buffalo. In game, you certainly would have seen him against New Orleans if I was calling the shots. And in game yesterday, you might have seen him in that second half when they couldn't do anything. Even if it's just like benching a goalie and just trying to get something going, creating a spark. But those questions are starting, and a lot of people said, oh, that's premature. But I posted a graphic at Grant H. Paulson that came from Ben Baldwin, an analytics guy. And Heinicke's production right now is down there on this graph with Big Ben, who should be benched by the Steelers, Trevor Lawrence, Davis Mills, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson. That's kind of where we're at with him right now. And so those questions, I think, are perfectly reasonable. And you can't blame pass protection. He helps in that regard because he moves around well in the pocket. But their offensive line has actually been really stout this year. In fact, yesterday they didn't have Sam Cosmi at right tackle who they drafted in the second round. Cornelius Lucas pitched a shutout in 39 dropbacks, didn't have a single pressure. That means no hurries, no quarterback hits, no sacks, no penalties, no nothing. As a team, collectively, they allowed one hit. It was on Eric Flowers all game long on Taylor Heinicke. And if you're looking at pressures, Leno 1, Flowers 1, Roulier and Schweitzer 2 apiece, Lucas 0, 6 combined for the 5 offensive linemen. That's phenomenal.
That's really good. Even against a group that's not world-beating in terms of Kansas City, but you're dropping back to throw when you're down. And they're not allowing sacks, hits, pressures. They're doing a really good job.
And I guess that's my point is, if you're under duress, there's a direct correlation between I got guys at my feet all day, I got hit 9 times, I got sacked 5 times, I got no time, I'm just not going to look particularly good. This wasn't that, and they still missed too much stuff that was open. So that goes back to the QB position. Let's go to Pete in D.C. We're pushing game balls and gassers. You guys want to weigh in. Pete, thank you for the call. You're live on The Fan. How are you?
Hey, pretty good in yourself.
Great.
You know, I'm a native Washingtonian. You know, I'm in my mid-50s. I've been around a long, I can go back to the George Allen days. But what I'm seeing now, and by the way, thanks for your summation of the game. You guys are always on point. But, whether it's the coaching, the players, or the organization, I mean, they're all just a bunch of casualties at this point. I was at the game yesterday. The attendance was horrible. It's getting worse and worse every week.
They're dead last in football this year.
Yeah, I know that. And, I have a panoramic snapshot, of this organization. And, it's really difficult to believe what's going on, all considered, And I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. You can hear it in the voices of folks. We've had people call up fed up, a day after, and then sometimes it washes away, and then they win the season tickets and they trot out the new offseason hero or the new quarterback, or they trade for Donovan McNabb or whatever it is, and people kind of eventually get back in. You can hear it now over the last couple of weeks, whether it's the sadness, the bitterness, the I'm done factor, and there are a lot of guys I'm not calling their bluff anymore on this one. It really feels like off a cliff in some ways.
Let's go to Ron and Loudon on The Fan. Ron, you're on Grant and Danny. Thank you for the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
What's up,
great show as usual. Pete, I've been a fan for the longest time. Since 1975, I've been a Redskin fan. So I've seen the highs. I've seen the lows. Winning and losing. Some seasons you're going to win. Some seasons you're going to lose. But I'm telling you, man, I've never seen anything like this. I'm a fan. I love this team. But at the same time, I loathe this organization with a passion. This Sean Taylor thing. Listen, man, that's not going away. and it shouldn't go away. This team, they mess up everything they put their hands on. Everything. You can't name one thing that they do right. One thing. I don't care who they hire, who they bring in. It's like they bring in these great minds, the Jason Rice, all these great coaches, and all of a sudden they turn dumb. I don't get it, man. I'm telling you something. Put this, mark this down, bank on it. The logo and the name change, they are going to screw it up.
How can you have confidence after this week? Excellent phone call. Thank you. My biggest takeaway from this week was just how out of touch whoever's making these important decisions is with what fans care about, and how little, because they've cleaned house so much, possibly necessarily, I don't know. But because they've cleaned house so much, they don't have enough people that know what you care about or what I care about or what Chip and Stafford cares about or what Danny cares about, right? So how can we possibly expect, like, Rivera's been here a few minutes. He's a hired gun. He'll be somewhere else in a handful of years. Hopefully he's here winning Super Bowls. But let's say he's coaching the Vikings, right? And you got Wright, who I think is as sharp as a tack. But he'll be, you know, he could be a senator. God knows. I mean, he's a talented guy. He could be doing something else. Like, they'll come and they'll go. They'll rename the team. They'll pick the logo. And we're all still sitting here. And they're not in our club, really. I mean, I like these people. I really do. But, like, are they living and dying? They are for the moment because they work for the team. But 2 years after they leave here, are they watching a game on a Sunday because it's the Washington football team or whatever they're going to be called? No. And I don't know if there's enough involvement. I mean, the one person theoretically helping to make this decision that cares about the team, that's one of us, is Dan Snyder. And that might even be worse at this point. But the call, as exasperated as he sounded, is so true. Like, it goes back to, I don't remember who to give credit to for this. Was it Jason Reed who had this line originally, the reverse car wash? I think he was the first one I ever heard who said that. But you, in a car wash, you drive in, you know how it works. You come out looking great. This is the reverse of that. This organization, whether you're Shanahan or you're Jay Gruden, or you have a harder time getting a job when you leave here, getting into the Hall of Fame when you leave here than when you come here. Like, that guy's got two Super Bowls, speaking of Mike Shanahan. His tree is ridiculous. He's got right now all the brightest minds in football work for him. The NFC Championship game every year is coaches that came from his staff here. A, those guys couldn't do anything here because nobody can. And B, he can't even get into the Hall of Fame right now because people think...
We also can't get a gig.
Right. Well, I don't know that he wants one, but you're right. I mean,
he tried for a while to get one. Yeah,
he tried for a couple years. He couldn't. When you leave here, you're screwed because you got this stink on you. You smell like Ashburn. Nobody wants to touch you. It's the reverse car wash. You bring in great people. You bring in smart, brilliant savants in their realm of the world, and it's like it doesn't matter. A year or two in, it's the same old thing where they're answering questions they're not prepared to answer because someone somewhere screwed it up. How does it keep happening? I think we kind of all know.
Yeah. I mean, we began the cycle. And it is a cycle, by the way, of whoever the hero is, the new hero, whoever it happens to be. It's been McLuhan, it's been La Famina, different parts of the department, different departments, rather. Different spokespeople, different guys that are coming and cleaning it all up and go, we got this. Don't judge us on what happened before. Judge us right now. Right? And then they don't win. Then there's some imbroglio. Then something happens. Then the worm turns. Then we're close now to phase three, which is the blame game. And once the blame game starts, people start covering their butts and say, well, you know who made the good pick was this guy that we got rid of. You know who didn't make the good pick? It was this guy on the yacht. And you know who made this pick? You know who chose that guy? It was this dude. Next thing you know, everyone's covering their butts because they realize that, you know, the ship is sinking. Then the hero gets fired, and then we bring in a brand new hero. Dan Snyder will tell you how embarrassed he is. It usually lasts around 4 years. Now we're kind of speeding this process up. The worm is turning right now, this minute, in year two. That's a little bit faster than normal.
Lightning speed.
Yeah. Downhill with rocket skates on.
Paul Walker and Vin Diesel just hit the NOS button. They're racing for a tenth of a mile here. Carlos in Alexandria, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, Grant. I'd like to ask you a question, and it's this. What gives you any idea that there are two arrows left in the quiver to do on this thing? And why give them any benefit of the doubt right now? And I say that as a predicate to listing all of the things in the last 30 years that they've lost just massively off the field, from the name change, from the declaration that it will never change, to now it's changing, to the awful and really insidious attack on the city paper, which was one of the first to really look into, what was going on with the Redskins, that then Redskins organization, suing fans during the, the 08-09 recession.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this list is lengthy. Well, yeah, we know it. We could recite it.
Yeah, the cheerleaders, the DEA, all that kind of stuff. So why give them any – why even acknowledge they have any arrows? When is the last
time
you
can
remember that they did anything well off the field?
So
name one thing.
I think you're misunderstanding my point. I don't think they're going to hit home runs necessarily in those two endeavors. What I'm saying, Carlos, and thank you for the call,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Carlos.
Those are their two chances to invigorate the fan base at large with excitement.
To win back the angry or the apathetic.
And you say, well, they're not going to do that. They did it this offseason. A lot of the people calling us right now beside themselves were mad at me for not being in Ron We Trust 6 weeks ago. They do it every offseason somehow, but certainly this offseason, after years of you and I sitting here going, man, how many years in a row did we do the topic of, like, doesn't it seem like there's less buzz this summer than there normally is? And we're taking calls on that 5 or 6 straight years. That was not the case this offseason.
That's right.
People were excited. People were talking about 12 wins. That was insane. We tried to say it. We were called haters. I'm going, wait a second. Why do we think Ron Rivera, who's never been a GM before, should do these things as a front office exec and a head coach in unison that he's never done before? Why are we getting everyone who ever worked in Charlotte together as a band when the music they made in Charlotte was just okay? And you're a hater, and in Ron we trust, and why are you saying this? That was a month ago. So my point is, when they come out with a new name, there are going to be people who are really excited. And when probably should be, frankly. When they have a new stadium, they're going to have 50,000 people trying to get season tickets. Because this is a drug that people can't quit. Because we sat on our mom's lap and watched the game. Because we heard from our dad about how he and his dad watched the games. And he remembers when Sonny came back. Because you were on your dad's shoulders at a damn parade.
That's right.
So, like, they live off that. So, in this world that you're creating, yeah, maybe people wouldn't care, or they would say, oh, new name, whatever. Oh, new stadium, whatever. I don't think that's realistic. I think when they come out with a new name, that's an automatic get-out-of-jail-free card that gives them an
There's some juice there, yeah.
That everyone's pumped up and ready for September to see the new rollout of the uniforms and the name and the logo and whatever.
Just after the stink of this past season washes away, and it will stink, by the way. We're on the way to Stink Town. It's already kind of smelly, and it's pitting out. It's getting worse. But they wait. It'll be appropriately timed. You'll start to forget. You'll be less angry than you are right now. Because, for example, think about when they lose the way they lost this past week. You're going to be more angry on a Monday than you will be on Thursday. You just are. It's human nature. We get over things. We're a resilient species. We do this in large, when seasons go poorly. We'll start looking at draft boards. We'll listen to Mel Kiper yell, tot, 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 on television. You'll follow your favorite thing. You'll figure out who the quarterback's going to be. You'll start talking about trades. You'll do the normal dance, and then they'll throw that new name at you. There'll be a new logo narrated by Matthew McConaughey or something like that. And that's their chance to try to win back a few folks. But each time they dip the ladle into the big old soup, there's just less down there, man. There's just less to dip into at this
stage. Great point. And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it sounds like
right.
You picked up what I was putting down.
Oh, I smell what you're stepping in.
When they make the announcement, that is their, hey, we just brought Joe Gibbs back. Hey, we just hired Mike Shanahan. Hey, we're doing this coach-centric approach for the first time like Belichick and Reed have. Now, we hired a person to do it who's never run a front office, and we're going to have this hopefully work, but we're going to try to do what the Patriots do. Like, that's their, look over here, it's going to be, there is a new name, and then it's going to be a new stadium. Those are the last two bullets, I think, in the magazine, in the clip, so to speak. 800-636-1067 is the number. Normally, we start with game balls and gassers. Today, we're just kind of letting you guys steer this thing after yesterday's 31-13 loss to the Chiefs. Defensively, they allowed 499 yards and 6.5 yards per play. Offensively, they were playing one of the worst defenses in the league, and they managed all of 13 points, and they got blanked after halftime. with sub 80 yards moving the football after intermission. Didn't even know that would have been happening. Possible. Didn't even know that could happen against this Chiefs defense. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I kind of look at them both ways. You know, we did lose against, we did lose to four good teams, but we could have also beat a couple of them. That's the hard thing to swallow. If you're going to be honest with it, I mean, we had a chance. Last week, we had a chance to opening game. So, you know, but you are what your record says you are. And the only way we can get better is to practice, work at it, and then go out and play better. And that's pretty much what we have left.
That was Ron Rivera with reporters. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Washington lost by 11 last week. Had a chance last week. Had a chance today. They lost by 18. We want to talk about the Falcons game where they took the lead with 30 seconds left, for the Giants game where they trailed at 0-0-0 on the clock. I mean, it is true. Like, you could do this. You pick a team in the NFL, take their record. There's pretty much, you know, few plays in a game where you could change their record by two wins or two losses. That is a thing. So I think positively, as you're a coach, and he seems like an optimistic guy in general, thinking about what could have gone right, you could sit there and say that comfortably. It goes both ways, though. That cuts the other direction. And it actually more, I think, reasonably and plausibly and fairly goes in the other direction. Their two wins are by 5 points. Their four losses are by an average of over 13 points per game. So, yeah, you can sit here and say you could have won those two games. Well, okay. You won them by 4 points and 1 point. The losses are by 22 and 11, and 18. The closest game that they've lost is actually week one against the Chargers. That was the one possession L that you feel like you go back and replay that, maybe it goes differently. But the Chargers, and I say this after yesterday, where they got embarrassed by the Ravens, they look like a much better team now than they were in that first game cross-country playing an early game at FedEx.
Indeed, it was still fluky. 14 of 17 third downs allowed in that game.
True. Regulation. They took a knee. Now, I remember, I don't have all of it in front of me anymore, but I remember the day after that game, you and I going like, well, they didn't take a knee here, then that's seven more points. If they didn't, you know, easily it was like 24 and it could have been 40.
Yeah, you know? An incomplete pass was ruled a fumble and a touchback the whole nine yards. Here's what gets me among a sea of things that get me. So it's just the latest thing that got me that I thought about moments ago. Who's good right now? Name some teams that are good.
Arizona.
5-11 2 years ago. Name someone else that's good. The Chargers. 5-11 2 years ago. The Cleveland Browns, even though they lost this past weekend with a million injuries, they were bad. They had the number one overall pick a couple years ago. Cincinnati was a disaster 2 seasons ago. They're 4-2. This league is a league of parity. This league has teams rise and fall all the time. Half the teams that make the playoffs 1 year don't the following, and so on and so forth. Now, you get a consistent frontline quarterback, you've got a chance to be good for a more sustained period of time, but even still, there are variables kind of therein. Teams that are bad get good. It is just a thing that happens, and it doesn't happen here. Nobody's luck boxed into it. Nobody's even stubbed their toe into legit goodness at any point in time.
Like 4 to 5 years, this team goes on a December winning streak to get into the playoffs, to then get annihilated in the first round.
Yeah.
They did it in 15. They haven't done it since.
Did it in 12, and they did it in 15. Yeah.
05, 07. We all remember the years, right? But I'll run through it really quick. In 05, that team was 5-6 and needed to win 5 in a row to make the playoffs, and they did. In 07, that team was 5-7. That was after the tragic death of Sean Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
They win the final 4 games with Todd Collins to get in. In 12, that team was 3-6. They needed to go 7-0 down the stretch to get in, and they did it with that division clinching win against the Cowboys in Week 17. Still the highest rated game on Sunday Night Football from that moment until we're speaking right here today. 2015, they were 5-7. They needed to win 4 in a row to get in.
Mm-hmm.
They did that down the stretch. So they have not just had a season where they were good, start to finish, just a solid team on their way to double digits since the 1999 team that Dan Snyder inherited. That's his first season as the owner of this team. That's a Charlie Casserly built kind of roster put together before he got here. 1999, still my favorite team ever, by the way. Brad Johnson, quarterback, Stephen Davis, running back, 2 1,000-yard receivers in Connell and Westbrook.
And Connell.
Defense.
Larry Centers.
Yeah, you had some playmakers. I just remember a couple of the guys in the back end, like Leamont Evans and Matt Stevens at safety. And you still had Daryl Green at corner. And Brian Mitchell as your return man. That 99 team, that's the last team that just wasn't on their way to being bad and stubbed their toe into a winning streak at the end to make the playoffs.
They just had a normal good team season where they lost their opener against Dallas, but like, what, 10-5? They won some games, they lost some. Just normal football things happened.
And it wasn't like they were a juggernaut.
Yeah.
10-6 is such a normal season to have.
I know.
That's the best it has been here in 30 years. I always say it's so hard in the NFL to go 13-3 or 14-2. I think it's almost impossible in the NFL to be bad enough to go 2-14, 1-15. It's not that hard to be in that 7-10 win bucket. That's what everybody is. That's the best it has been here since I was 3 years old. And it's not about me. I'm saying that for every 30-something listening right now. It's the best you remember. Let's go to Dennis in Stafford. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you know, that reverse car analogy is very fitting. It's almost like the Sean Taylor, like honoring him at halftime and stuff. And I was at the game, and honestly, it just felt thrown together. It really, as everyone has stated, but it's almost equivalent to like a guy knowing a girl is going to break up with him, and he like proposes to him at the last minute. Like, it's like, you know, she doesn't want to be with you. Like, you know, you hurt her, but you do this to try to like keep her. It's so pathetic. It's so pathetic. Like that. Well, for me, like, I'm not going to give up on this team. I've been a fan my whole life. I'm 28. I guess this hurts so good. I can't quit, unfortunately. But like Dan, you spoke on it, you know, before like this, you spoke on the poor tackling efforts a few segments ago, and it is poor. It's really pathetic. Like Collins, he openly admitted Sean Taylor was his favorite player. And I mean, at halftime, they're honoring him. They're honoring him and retiring his number at the half of the game. Yet he's out here getting mossed by the backup tight ends on Kansas City, and you know, getting his ankles removed from his body when he tries to tackle. It's so pathetic. Then like Will Jack is out here looking like a liability. Granted, the guys on the other side are pros, but I'm just not trying to hear that. He's paid millions of dollars.
Next, buddy. the Jackson thing is tough for me. Okay? You ran some people out of this front office who had a pretty good track record the last few years of picking players. In terms of the draft with Kyle Smith and then running the scouting department. A year ago, he was in charge of the pro scouting department as well when they went and got Logan Thomas and J.D. McKissick, and he got no credit. He was, you know, he didn't have anything to do with that. That was all us. Okay, fine. Last year, not this past offseason, but a year ago going into the 7-9 season, they had a pretty banner offseason where they didn't spend much money, but they hit some home runs.
They hit on some guys.
It was like Wes Schweitzer and Cornelius Lucas. I mean, all these guys outkicked their coverage.
That's right.
The guy that ran the scouting department for no reason that was ever given just kind of disappeared and went to Atlanta to help with the rebuild there for the new GM in Atlanta. And you've got a new regime here. And this offseason has been a mess so far.
Who's hit that they acquired this year? I would say Cosme.
Yes.
Cosme is a hit to me. I even though he didn't play this weekend. It took him a minute. Rough start, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
Stepping in and being a starter.
You're talking draft, free agency, or both?
Anybody. Yeah. Anybody that this regime said, we choose you, and they came here to help us.
Humphreys, maybe? I mean, he's made a minor
impact. I'll give you that. I'll give you, seriously, like, for what his role?
Fine.
Yeah, for his role.
So I'll give him a W on Humphreys. Again, you brought him in as a role player to do mm-hmm. not a whole lot.
Ricky Seals-Jones.
Ricky Seals-Jones has been a massive success.
Mm-hmm. But did any of that blow your skirt up?
No.
You know what I mean? And I'm not ripping you. I'm saying like
first round pick, third round pick,
second, third round pick.
St. Juste, I won't go at on yet. But
I'm
I get it.
I'm atting.
You're atting?
I am.
I think it's a little at on him.
I saw John Bates this weekend. That was fun. He was in the game. He caught a pass. Remember?
John Bates.
Mr. Bates.
Free agency, though.
Oh, yeah.
Free agency was...
It was not kind.
Bad so far. A lot of football left. But, and I think Curtis Samuel, I still will say this, I think ultimately that'll go down as having been a really smart thing.
Because I liked it at the time, but man, is it looking so terrible.
I wanted a weapon. I wanted a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. They went and got a guy who had a nice track record in this offense to be a wide receiver and a weapon. He's done zippy because he can't get healthy.
Two practices this calendar year.
So as of this second, talking about their offseason, Samuel and William Jackson... And Ryan Fitzpatrick played for 19 minutes. Not in game time,
no.
But in like real lifetime.
In real lifetime.
Like way, way, way less game minutes than that.
I think actually it's right at 19. I think it was early second quarter, right?
And then weirdly, the guy who's old got a hip injury. I know that was a freak thing. He's old.
He's old.
Old players get hurt. That was the master plan at quarterback, by the way. Let's go to Lou in D.C. on G&D. What's up, Lou?
G&D, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Kicking it.
Yeah, man, yesterday was tough, and just want to, I guess, to gut the last caller, man. He said he's all in for, you know, for this team, but I don't know how much can you take. But, I mean, for me, this whole Sean Taylor, I mean, that fake ceremony they had yesterday lasted 2 minutes and 7 seconds. I don't know what everybody's time was, but I recorded it. I was at the game, and I left right after that. And
you left at halftime?
You know, of course. I had to. Dude, I parked my car like half an hour away. If you didn't have no, like, a season ticket, you couldn't get through. Like the experience is bad. I mean, everything wrong with this organization, and I'm done. I can't support it, and I can't give my money and my passion that I have. Snyder has killed it. I mean, this week was like I was in life support, but I'm done. I'm through. And until Commissioner Roger Goodell, I mean, I don't know if he's listening or not, but until he step in and find a way to force this guy to sell the team and. Have us a new owner that care about the fans and things like that. I'm done, man. Ain't nothing going to change. It's been 20-plus years. Nothing changed.
Well, the good news is he is listening. Raj is a big fan of the Odyssey app, and he listens to the show
indeed,
every day.
Sir.
We
Thank
know
you.
That.
Yeah, we do.
He won't stop blowing us up during the show all the time, texting Danny or texting me. He calls Clary to give him his thoughts on the show every single night. When
that's
we're
right.
All right. That's always one of the weirdest things to know is that Clary and Goodell are as tight as they are.
He's just fielding calls. I'm like, ugh, guys, hold on. I have to take this. It's Roger again.
Let's say they did plan that thing that didn't look like it was planned. My original point, and I'm not unique in this, a lot of people said this, but this was one of my biggest gripes in the world, that they just put it on Alumni Day, could not have proven more correct.
Oh, yeah.
They had no time to do anything. They didn't have time to honor the alumni. They didn't have time to reference any of the alums themselves. They just kind of went by decade. Like, that would have been kind of awkward to me if I was a part of it. Just standing down there, here's the 1990s. I guess for them it was about the dinner last night, cutting up with your boys, hanging out in the suite, pounding beers, whatever. But they didn't have any time for those dignitaries.
That's
and
right.
Then they had no time to do the Sean Taylor thing.
Yeah, you couldn't do justice to either. So
it's, how long is halftime? 14,
12
13
minutes, I think, right?
12? Okay, even better. 12 minutes to run through decades and decades of your history and to honor this person. There were no speeches. There was no, you know, his dad wasn't, on mic. There was no one, there was no video montage. I think they did air one. Maybe it was the
pregame, I think, right?
I don't know if it was new or the old one or what. But yeah, pregame they showed like the tearjerker, like Gibbs and Greg Williams and all these guys talking about him and the Kelly
Johnson.
Didn't
the Chiefs
interview
come out in the middle of some kind of video or presentation?
No idea. I was in a TV studio. So what I was watching on a stream.
Gotcha.
I normally go to every single game. I was very upset. I couldn't be there this weekend. But I was living and dying like everyone else on these streams.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to pass any judgment. I asked folks, you know, I met Funny Danny Grant at Grant H. Paulson. I said, hey, for folks that were there, how did it feel? And the response was not kind to the team, is what I'll say.
I think some of that, like, they lost before it started, probably. But you cannot change. Let's say you did lose before it started.
Mm-hmm.
You could still have had a ceremony that people felt pretty good about. It was fast, and it was just a PA address announcer reading two paragraphs.
Of people standing still so they could get a picture taken, I guess.
That was the ceremony.
Yeah, that ain't great.
Unless I missed something, there was no, like, jersey lifted to, there's no rafters, but, like, there was nothing on the ring of honor.
Yeah, no unveiling.
I didn't see anything like that. 800-636-1067 is the number you guys want to hop in before Terry McLaurin joins us at 4 o'clock right here on G&D. You're listening to The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game is too finite, and when you give teams opportunities, especially really good teams, they'll take advantage of it.
Danny just made me laugh. That was Ron Rivera. We're G&D. You're listening to The Fan. Now, I don't do quarterback wins and losses, but this stat was hilarious to me. It's just a random stat. So deliver it exactly how you delivered it to me.
Jared Goff, because as you know, we don't do quarterback wins and losses, so I phrased it slightly differently than it's written, but Jared Goff quarterbacked teams are 0-13 with Jared Goff as the starter without Sean McVay as head coach. You bookend Jeff Fisher and Dan Kneecaps Campbell, and you get yourself an 0-13 Jared Goff situation.
Poor Lions, man. They were close for a couple weeks, and then they just got woodshedded by the Bengals yesterday.
What's happening in Detroit is exactly what should be happening. They're competitive. They try. They lose in galling fashion.
Oh, agreed.
They have to sit there and wait out this Jared Goff nonsense, that praying mantis back there, just missing wide-open receivers all the time. He stinks. And then you'll have to wear that contract for a little while longer. You draft a quarterback very high, and you and could start anew.
At number one overall.
You can start anew, fresh and so clean, like Outkast.
Taking your calls, we're going to get to game balls and gassers next hour after we're joined by Terry McLaurin, who's 10 minutes away right here on the fan at the top of the hour at 4. Trying to get some thoughts from you guys on yesterday's game. Bobby's in Fredericksburg. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got 3 points I'm going to make. And one is, you know, the head coach, he irritates me because do you ever see him sitting with his players on the
We lost
you. Or something like that, and trying to tell the players what to do. The days of Tom Landry is gone. You know, you have to constantly interact with the players.
Hey. You're cutting out a little bit.
Bummer.
I get what you're saying because we could hear enough of it. Look, it's interesting with Rivera. I think if you're trying to judge him based on what his sideline demeanor, how active he is, remember that you got an offensive coordinator who calls the plays in Scott Turner and a defensive coordinator who calls those plays in Jack Del Rio. So I don't know the number, Danny. Maybe we could dig this up, of head coaches who don't call plays on either side of the ball. I would imagine it's very minuscule, though, in the league at this point.
The only handful of guys, someone like Mike Tomlin comes to mind. I don't think he or John Harbaugh are play callers, right? Don't they have
Harbaugh
guys delegated?
Was a special teams guy. Yeah. So.
So
I would bet it's a single digit number of head coaches just naturally who don't call plays. And those guys, when I picture Mike Tomlin on the sideline, don't get me wrong, he does get animated. And we've seen Rivera reading a ref the riot act or whatever. But they're more uninvolved is too strong a word, but just kind of stoic and quiet. And they're calling timeouts and they're looking at the scoreboard a lot and they have their arms crossed. I mean, they're not looking at a play sheet. They're not going over the iPad with players because they just don't have to be play in, play out necessarily as involved.
Right. I mean, I remember people used to be driven nuts by Jay Gruden's body language or what you'd see on camera. And I always thought it was a little bit unfair, but you're starting to see some of that same stuff with Rivera too, where they're getting boat raced, they're getting their butts kicked, they can't do anything, and they just see him kind of very stoically standing there, air of confidence or air of everything is fine. And it's not totally fair because you don't know if during commercials he's rolling over to somebody and getting in their kitchen or asking somebody something or doing something. But when the losing happens and you see some of the same things, it's blood boiling.
And I couldn't be less a body language guy. Like, a lot of people do get bothered. Like Urban Meyer looks like he doesn't want to be there as opposed to looking really happy as his team keeps losing.
Right.
Body language to me is so irrelevant for a coach on the sideline. I'm just not going to base anything on, well, he looks like he's confused. Okay. Have a camera at your desk all day long. You know, like
he looks like he's on YouTube.
You're going to make some weird facial expressions every now and then. Terry McLaurin's the best player on the team. It's a shame that they don't have more Terry McLaurins, but they're only allowed to have one, and we're not able to clone people yet. So we got to just deal with only having 117. He joins us next on Grant and Danny. You want to hop in? There are a few lines open at 800-636-1067. We can get to you after we talk to the star of the offense, an offense that didn't produce enough yesterday, McLaurin, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.